This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
When a city goes broke, a lot of things happen. Services get cut, fingers get pointed, the list of problems gets bigger, easy solutions get harder to come by. San Bernardino, California, in the desert, about an hour east of Los Angeles, filed for bankruptcy this summer. And over the past couple of weeks, we've been spending time out there trying to figure out how a city comes back from that. We've looked at government and crime, infrastructure as well. Today, the entrepreneur, as David Weinberg wraps up his series.
Albert Okura has always been obsessed with McDonald's, especially the story of how Ray Kroc turned the Golden Arches into the number one corporate symbol in the world. Kroc's story inspired Okura to start his own fast food rotisserie chicken restaurant called Juan Pollo. In 1986, Okura came to San Bernardino to open his second location.
And same year, a book comes out called Behind the Arches by John Love. And it was a story of the McDonald's Corporation. First chapter says, yes, there was the McDonald brothers, and they were in San Bernardino.
So Okura drove over to 14th and E Street to the site of the very first McDonald's.
And I went there and looked at it and said, yeah, and then nothing there. And that street was all kind of depressed, like same as it is now. And so I let it go.
6 years later, he came across an article about that very property.
I happened to read the Sunday paper, and it says, history for sale. Site of the original McDonald's for sale, nobody wants it. And it was $135,000.
Okura bought the property, took the boards off the windows, and opened an unofficial McDonald's museum.
I'm piggybacking on their brand name, and they can't sue me because if you look up Google anything San Bernardino or look at McDonald's, my name pops up, and then my company pops up, you know. And so that's part of this destiny.
There's one more thing you should know about Albert Okura. He's a man of destiny.
That was my destiny to be the chicken man.
When did you realize that it was your destiny to be the chicken man?
I realized, okay, from the time I was born, I believed I had a destiny in something, but I didn't know what it was. And it took me till I was about 35 years old when I realized what that destiny was.
Okura, now 60, believes it's his destiny to sell more chicken than anyone else on the planet. And he's off to a decent start. He now operates 32 Juan Pollos in and around San Bernardino.
I'm the foremost expert on rotisserie chicken.
He's also one of the only people I met in San Bernardino who is not angry about the bankruptcy. He said he doesn't expect City Hall to help him or his business in any way.
I learned a business to go with the flow. That's why a lot of people ask me about who am I voting for. I don't vote. I haven't voted in I don't know how many years, 30 years. Because if I take a position on anything, then half the people are going to hate you.
Even now, after the bankruptcy, Okura believes San Bernardino was the perfect place to launch his career. After all, it's the city that created McDonald's and Taco Bell and launched the careers of those chains' founders, Ray Kroc and Glenn Bell.
I'm so happy I'm here because I could stand out.
But at the same time, Okura recognizes the limits of San Bernardino.
People that have potential to really help me in movers and shakers, they've long gone to town.
That's why Okura is looking to expand beyond San Bernardino to India and China. He's working on a computer-controlled rotisserie cooker that will replace the ones he uses today. The cookers he uses today, he bought them from McDonald's, which acquired the machines from Boston Market after they filed for bankruptcy in 2000. Once the new rotisseries are up and running, Okura says he will be one step closer to fulfilling his destiny. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.